Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So as we begin the 5 o'clock hour, Sully, all quiet on the Western Front regarding baseball and the proposal with MLBPA?
That is correct. Yeah, there's really nothing too new.
I thought that thing would leak faster than the Obama tape.
I saw 10 minutes ago, Illinois governor came out with a statement, said he's disappointed with MLB players holding out for more money when everyone is sacrificing.
You know what? They already sacrificed. They're taking a 50% pay cut. Pritzker needs to stay out of it. Governors need to stay out of it. Stay out of this. This ain't your business. You know when we'll come to you? Whether you think it's good for us to play or not. I don't need your opinion on owner-player relations. Are you kidding me with that?
I know.
Now, the other news of the day, and by the way, you see what I mean, though? I mean, governors won't side with players. Governors like to hobnob with the rich and famous and the movers and shakers in their state. So there you go. There's a little PR for Reinsdorf. You know what I mean? A little PR for the big-time owners. It's just such a joke how people align with owners in all of this. I wanted to pass along what Dr. Fauci had to say regarding the NFL. No, not what he told senators today. What he talked about with the NFL, because this is 2020 to me, in all of its glory. And by glory, I mean poop. When the headline is really the most disingenuous piece of the article. NFL games could be perfect storm for spreading coronavirus, even without fans. Man, if you didn't click the article, you'd actually think Fauci said we can't play football. One problem. Quote, this is the second line of the piece regarding football. Quote, I think it's feasible that negative testing players could play in an empty stadium. Is it guaranteed? No way. Wow. That's different than the headline, isn't it? But see, this is the great con of American news. And anyone who's taken journalism classes, anyone who's taken media classes in college, they'll tell you. The American news is not like any other news around the world. Now, thank God we're not state-run like North Korea, that's propaganda. But make no mistake, the American news is a con because it is constantly pointed out to breed fear and sell negative. It's why a baby being murdered on the east side leads the news, but a nun flying in Westland doesn't. That headline isn't really the biggest part of that article. The biggest part of the article is that the leading infectious disease expert in this country says it's feasible for the NFL to play in an empty stadium. Yes, it's feasible, but it's not guaranteed. That's the lead. That's the lead. That's the news. You know what's not the news? That football could be a real tough place for coronavirus to spread. You think it's a contact sport where people sweat on each other? Thank you. That's not news. But what do? They sell the fear. They totally ignore the most important part of it. I will believe sports are coming back until people like Fauci tell me they're not. I think it's feasible. Until it's not feasible, I'm going to keep believing they're going to play. Because if we get to a point where it's not feasible, our problems are going to be so titanic, none of us are going to care about sports in the first place. But we're not there right now, as bad as it is. We're not there right now yet. We were there in March. We were there in early April. No question. But that headline just shows you why headlines are the worst. The absolute worst. I think headline writers are the Antichrist. They really are. But that's why you got to read. That's why you can't fall for the con. I once took a class at Michigan State, and it doesn't make me an expert, but it gives me enough to know that I'm way ahead of the average person who doesn't look at it through this prism. And they juxtaposed how 10 news stories were covered on this side of the river in Detroit and on the other side of the river in Windsor/Southern Ontario. Same stories, news clips side by side. You would think you were in two different worlds. Same stories. No difference in what was covered. It's how they covered. The American news leads with fear. Fear sells. Negativity sells. Some countries, they don't operate that way. They don't need to. They don't need to. I mean, oftentimes, like, you joke about it, but, you know, I've said it to Sully before. I go, if you're sick of CNN and you're sick of Fox News, go ahead, turn the BBC on. I mean, they talk funny, and, you know, occasionally they go into full British mode. But generally, from a global perspective, I enjoy their news more than American news. From a global perspective. I'm not really interested in staring at Boris Johnson's hair. But my point is, this is what we're up against as a consumer. That headline has you believing football's dead. And yet the second line of it tells you just the opposite. It's feasible. But we got to see what the future holds. No problem. That's what Fauci's always said. He's not changing his tune. That's what he's always said. I don't know. That's just how I see it. Maybe I'm out in space. 248-539-9797. Mikey, David, please.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, what I find it too, with the headlines. Everything is a salacious headline, and it's clickbait and trying to get you to read and get eyeballs on it. And then when I click the headline, and it's for this story and for plenty of other stories lately, you click the headline or you read the quote and you say, well, this is really nothing at all what the headline was suggesting it would be. This isn't even close. And I think that's just kind of the clickbait type society we're living in, where these media companies are trying to just post something that, sure, I know the word you used is fear or negativity, and I think that's a huge part of it too. Huge part of the news is, let's talk about all the negative, let's sell all the fear. You know what? I compare this the exact same way to every news outlet right now reporting the daily scoreboard of the coronavirus cases. It happens every single day. The numbers get posted out. Hey, the daily scoreboard's up, guys. Let's look at how many deaths there are, how many total cases there are. And I'm always thinking to myself, well, can we also report how many people that have recovered? Can we also just not report things besides just the death totals that get shoved in everyone's face every single day? I realize it's important to know, guys. I realize it's important to think everyone realizes that, unfortunately, people are getting sick and dying from this, unfortunately. But reporting this like a live scoreboard every day, instead of actually also, in addition to those numbers, posting the recovery stats, I don't know why that happens either.
Well, I know why it happens. I know why it happens. You know, you can find those numbers, Sully. You just got to go read. And I think the problem is the media does what the people allow. People don't read anymore. Mm-hmm. They read the headline and that's it. How many times on Facebook do you see people commenting on things from a headline of a story? And it's like, well, hold on, that's not the story.
Let me help you. Zero. Because I don't have Facebook.
Well, but that's the problem. People see it on Twitter, a headline of a story of maybe the Freep or the News or the LA Times or whatever, and they
just
react off of that. No, read the story. Look at the details inside the story. Or if you read it and then don't find out what you want, you can go search it and you can go find it. There are things out there. Just read. The media does what the people allow them to get away with.
And David, to be fair, I think what we've created in this country, and it's just become a bad version of sports rivalries, we've just created the ultimate form of tribalism.
Yes.
We're as divided as ever, and certain people play a role in that. The point is, the people on the left are in their echo chamber. They only want to hear from people who agree with them, and the people on the right are in their echo chamber.
Yes.
And the other guy is never right. So then you watch your little echo chamber that only deals in the reality you're willing to accept, never being given the full story, and it only furthers your confirmation bias. That's where we're at. It's the equivalent of if we watch sports and you just got your news about your team from the team's website. That's not a good way of being a fan.
Let me do this exercise right now. I got the remote in my hand. Let me look at the headline for Fox News, then the headline for CNN.
Oh, God.
Let's see.
Two different planets.
So I'm channel Fox News right now, and it is a headline talking
it's
about...
It's sunny in 60. President no, it, says well, it's nice
it's
out.
A headline of it's a headline, of course, talking about the Joe Biden scandal situation,
oh,
sexual
my
assault.
Goodness.
And then I go to CNN, and it's CNN, half the screen is the scoreboard of all the deaths and discussing how Los Angeles and California are going to be locked down until August. It's exactly what it is. Every single day, you can guess what both of these.
It's alternative reality based on catering to the lowest common denominator of your side. That's not really news at all. It's just not. And I think this piece, from a sports fan perspective, it's the same deal. That headline to me is just fear mongering, and the second line is the reality. And we got to let it play out. The day Fauci goes, I'll tell you right now, they shouldn't play. That's the day I know we're dead in the water. And at that point, well, listen, that point we'd have a real issue. And he even says it in the piece. Look, if a bunch of guys get it on the same team, he was blunt. He goes, you'd have to shut it down. You'd have a problem. The whole point is sports isn't going to operate like the rest of society. Sports is going to create their own bubble. They're going to pay to create their own bubble. They are going to throw tons of money that your employer, my employer, your school, your county, your state doesn't have to create an artificial bubble that we cannot create so they can play. Now, if sports were relying on states for the testing and the money, no, they'd be dead. We would play nothing because our states are nowhere close. But that's the whole premise. And I think, look, what I just talked about there and what Sully just illustrated on the telly, as our British friends say, it's proof in the pudding. I wish I remembered a professor at Michigan State who taught that class. Shame on me.
John Bacon, I believe.
But it was I had two classes I loved at State, and that was one. The other one, believe it or not, was a black film class that I loved. I learned so much because it was movies I had never heard of, never seen. It was the perspective of what they meant culturally, what they meant, and really the overt racism in some of them, the typecasting, etc., the blaxploitation era. Those two classes, though, were awesome. Those were ones where I never skipped out to play PlayStation or drink. Those were two I always went to. I was very excited.
Maybe I'll do the CNN Fox bit every single day for people. They seem to like that.
Oh, God help us all.
Yeah, well, it's that, and it's also people ask me, I will address this, people ask me if I've decided on a dog yet after yesterday's show. And no, I'm back to the drawing board with after the Husky discussion, although I'm getting a ton of... I've seen another text right now come in about it asking me. Getting a ton of responses, Mike. People telling me I should get an Australian Shepherd. So maybe that...
No, are you crazy?
Oh, I've gotten
those dogs.
On my Instagram,
dogs,
I've gotten so many.
No. Australian Shepherd dogs, those things are all... They're like meth heads. they're like DiCaprio in Wolf of Wall Street when he was on an upper.
Great movie.
You don't want that.
The best
you
movie.
Do not want that. I know someone who's got one of those things. The dog's a maniac.
Wow. Worse than a Husky?
All right. Different, but bad. Spring's here. It means now's the time to call Miller Landscape. Get your project started so it's done when summer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.